Liliana, Lilia Sanchez, 83-91. Chief complaint, cough. No cough. Pressure in the head, congestion, history of ear infection, dizziness. She's seen ENT, has been on antibiotics for sinus infection before. Also has symptoms of tingling and anxiety issues. She was recently switched from fluoxetine to Lexapro, was on 40 milligrams, but cut it down to 10. She feels like she needs a higher dose of Lexapro, period. Lipergav medication includes lisinopril, iron, and Lexapro 10 milligram, which was increased to 20 milligram. Allergy, none. Medical problems, anxiety, depression, hypertension. She doesn't have any plans to hurt herself or others. Review of system, as above, allergy, none. Surgery, right foot surgery, C-section, times 2, last period, 6/17/2024. No smoking, no drinking. Works at the pharmacy here in town. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history is non-contributory, 198 pounds, 100%. 97.9, 20, 87, 148 over 71. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. TMs are red, postural pharynx is red and inflamed. Logical non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, otitis media. Next one is otitis extra. Next one is vertigo. Next one is neuropathy. Next one is oseltamivir. Now, next one is Decadron, 8 milligram. Now, next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is Vistril, 25 milligram PRN for anxiety. Next one is increased Lexapro to 20 milligram. Next one is Rulat. Symptoms are related to possible neuropathy. Next one is Rulat diabetes. Next one is check TSH, hemoglobin A1C, B12, vitamin D. Next number is call me in 2 weeks regarding the increased Lexapro. Next number is if it doesn't work, she wants to go back to fluoxetine. Next number, patient also is going to use the Vistril on a PRN basis. Next number is if we don't find any reversible causes of neuropathy, patient may be a great candidate for Neurontin and or Lyrica. Next number is finding discussed with patient at length before leaving. And we'll have the blood work drawn at this time. Thank you.